If you are not happy with you, change your mindset. Change the way you look at things, and the thing you look at. Change. Is that what you do, or do you wish you could? If you're not feeling happy about yourself right now, changing your mindset could be the one thing that you need. Have you been comparing yourself to others? Have you been living up to other people's definition of success? Do you feel frustrated that you don't seem to have accomplished much at your age? Stop looking outside and start looking inside. Be true to yourself and change your mindset. It's where the magic begins. Remember that you can make your choices and you alone are responsible for them. Here are some ways to get started. Practice positive affirmations daily. Words are so powerful. Whether they're negative or positive, they can have profound effects on you. So, what do you choose? Instead of negative thoughts, go for the positive. Practice positive affirmations and tell yourself good things. Do that daily and your subconscious mind will be trained to focus on the good side of things. Be kind to yourself. We all have failures in life. But don't be too hard on yourself, thinking that you're inferior to other people whenever you make mistakes. Again, comparing yourself to others will only make you feel worse. Instead, forgive yourself. Give yourself a hall pass. Allow yourself to make mistakes because nobody's perfect. Get up, pat yourself in the back, and say, "Tomorrow, try again." Embrace your preferences. No, you don't need to buy those new sneakers that your friend has. Do you like heels, anyway? Embrace your style and preferences, because that makes you feel good. You don't have to conform to what your friends like and do or what's the latest trend just to feel like you're in. Do what makes you truly happy and comfortable. Count your blessings. You might feel inadequate, as if you haven't achieved anything. But that's just your perspective. Practice the attitude of gratitude and you'll realize how blessed you are. Here's a simple exercise. Every day before you go to sleep, remember how your day went by and list three things that made you feel good. Acknowledging that something good happened to you can make you feel empowered. Make it a habit and your perspective will change for the better. Focus on things that you have control over. Are you worried that people around you won't like you if you become true to yourself? That's beyond your control. The truth is you can only control yourself. You can't control what other people might think of you, and neither should you. Be content with yourself, and don't try to live up to other people's standards. Don't try to change other people too. You can only change yourself. Don't hold grudges. Just as we make mistakes, other people can wrong us too. Forgive them. That's the only way to be at peace with yourself. Don't hold grudges, because that will only hurt yourself. That person you resent might not even know what you're thinking, and if you're still angry at them, don't let yourself suffer. Let it go and move on. Do the things that you love. Is there a place you wanted to visit? Is there a hobby you want to start? Is there a movie you want to see? Go for it. Do the things that you love and explore other areas of your life. When you're happy with the things that you do, you feel better and happier with yourself. Be a blessing to others. Give more than you take. Share your blessings. Do volunteer work. Help out some people who are in need. Do good things to others without expecting any returns, and the returns will come naturally. Every time you practice kindness, look people in the eyes and remember their smiles. These are just some of the things you can start practicing and incorporating into your life to make you feel happy with you. Again, practice positive affirmations, be kind to yourself and forgive others, do the things that you love, be grateful, embrace who you are, and don't hold grudges. It all begins with a change in mindset. Remember, there are different sides to every story. How you look at it will determine how you define happiness in life.